Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily News Podcast for 8th of January. Here are today's top stories. Starting with energy, Bright Canyon Energy has acquired minority ownership interests in two Tanasca-developed wind projects that are anticipated to be fully operational later in the year. Canyon acquired a 9.9% interest in Tanasca Clear Creek Wind, owner of the 242-megawatt Tanasca Clear Creek Wind Farm in Nodaway County in northwest Missouri. In New York State, a Greenbacker renewable energy subsidiary has acquired the rights to three solar farms from Henkate Energy for an undisclosed price. All the plans in the 110-megawatt NY solar portfolio are scheduled to achieve commercial operations in 2021. The projects will sell generation and renewable energy credits to three undisclosed off-takers through fixed-price 20-year contracts. In Texas, Patton Energy Group has closed financing and started construction on the repowering of its Gulf Wind facility in Kennedy County. The 118 new Siemens Gamesa SWT2.3108 turbine replacements will generate 271 megawatts of capacity. The facility entered into a 20-year PPA with Austin Energy for the majority of the capacity, with the remaining output to be sold at merchant power prices. Elsewhere in Poland, the Energy Regulatory Office has awarded Innogy 42 ground-mounted solar projects in its latest solar auction for projects up to 1 megawatt. Spanish construction company ACS has reached an initial agreement for the sale of a 3 gigawatt solar portfolio to an unnamed buyer. The portfolio is worth 2.2 billion euros and an equity value of 750 million and includes Spanish operational assets and projects scheduled to be commissioned before 2023. And SATA Yield has signed on a second refinancing for its 49.9 megawatt Mancasol 2 concentrated solar project in Spain. It was last refinanced in 2017 via a 199 million euro facility, $159 million loan maturing in 2032 from BNP Paribas, Credit Agricole, Sabadell, Santander and Societe Generale. The latest deal is worth 219 million euros, 15.5 years and signed on the 27th of December 2019, maturing in June 2035. And in telecoms infrastructure, Macquarie Infrastructure and Real Assets, or MIRA, is the preferred bidder and is in advanced discussions to acquire data center services company AirTrunk in a deal valued at over $3 billion Australian dollars or $2.1 billion USD. AirTrunk is currently owned by CEO Robin Kuda, the special situations arm of Goldman Sachs Group and TPG Sixth Street Partners. It operates data centers in Sydney, Melbourne and Singapore and has announced plans to open a facility in Hong Kong later this year. Thank you very much for listening to today's daily podcast and stay tuned for more news tomorrow. All the best. Bye-bye.